Hello. Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Did you do that just to do it, or were you doing that with the song?
I thought we were all doing it.
Because that's
what
Puffy does. He goes, uh-huh. And you did it, like, perfectly. I was thinking, wow, look at you, Nathan. Way to go, baby.
I think we were all kind of grooving.
Welcome into the drive. We're always grooving. 6:02, time to get
like
those.
Sunday morning.
6:02, time to talk football.
That's right. Shell Rewards and football going on right now. Get your Shell Rewards, 83835. Text 83835. And text Dave to that phone number. You get the app and you're ready to go. Dave, Katie, Nathan,
hi.
Welcome in. Thank you. Nady.
What's up?
I thought we were saying Nick from now on.
Nick. Nick.
You know, I truth be told, so referencing a call the other day, and this guy called in and said, Dave, you're great. I hate the show, though, and tried to do the whole divide and conquer thing, which
he didn't
is great.
Even really call you great, though.
Whatever he said. I don't know. He was
kind of like...
It was really weird. I thought this is the first time we've been back together since it happened.
I believe what he said is, Dave, you get a free pass for saving the Kings.
Like, you're like, they put my show on the what do we say, on the fridge.
On the fridge. Crayon,
like, you're okay. But the other guys, they saw you guys
I
also...
couldn't figure out if he was serious to start with.
It was a great lead, and he got me. He got me. I thought he was messing around. You know, I thought he was going to go a totally different direction. So, in radio... You're supposed to dump the call, which means you drop the call. You rewind your delay back, which is 8 seconds, so nobody hears it. We sound like this for a while the delay builds back up for when people swear, and then you never mention it. But that's just so disingenuous to us. I think you should get through regardless. But the call happened. It was fun. And then I'm in
Nate
a,
and I are clowns.
Yeah, you're clowns.
Clowns.
So... our boss Kevin Sharitz and I are not in a fight. It's not a fight about it. We're in a debate. I'll give Kevin all the credit in the world. He's definitely open to the idea, but I want to, and I think we all agree. I want to make it into a promo. I want the promo. Matt's he's nodding his head. I want there to be a promo. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary of this show, April 1st. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
And I want there to be something like, as the drive comes up on their one-year anniversary, here's what people are having to say. And then the guy goes, you know, Dave, the show's just not working.
It's just not working.
See what everybody else is saying. Yes. Yes, play that, and then have the voice guy come back and say, see what everybody else is talking about. Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., and the idea is... You don't want to reinforce, if somebody doesn't like the show, you don't want to reinforce their thoughts that they don't like the show. But radio is so damn...
He doesn't even listen to our show.
Radio is so damn hokey and ego-filled anyways, and anybody in this job has an ego or whatever, and I just don't think there's enough where people poke fun at themselves. I think you got to be... If you don't look in the mirror and think you're a dumb-dumb, then... Screw you.
I don't even
have to look
in the mirror for that.
Right?
You know what's so crazy about it, though? Like, there's plenty of different, like, personalities that I don't necessarily enjoy their shows or whatever. I would never in my lifetime think of calling them up and being like, yeah, this isn't working. I don't like the show. I don't like you. You're a clown. Yeah.
Because
that's the best one, I think.
That might actually be the clip. And then think about, like, the guy who was married. He said he was married for 29 years. And maybe so.
Wow, you remember a lot.
Well, I remember that. Hey, listen, you glide towards the, when you're a massive narcissist, you glide towards the negative. So.
I just remember telling him, get the hell off our show then if you don't like it.
And you weren't even here. You had to do this over the earphones there in Denver. I don't know. What does he think's going to happen, though? You call it and say that, and, like, I'm like, you know what?
You're right.
You got a point. I've been thinking this for a while, man. and that's the divide and conquer thing, which I think is so great. Radio is so hokey and backstabby and all that. Like I said, like, you know, everyone, if you work together and you care about what you're doing and you're working with other people and you work in a situation like this, and whether it's radio.
Didn't he say, I don't care if you like them?
Yeah, at some point. And you don't always have to like each other. You know, the thing is, when you work with big personalities, regardless of the job, you're going to have disagreements. You're going to fight. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. The difference is do you continue to do what you're doing? And I don't try. I had a relationship once when I lived in Nebraska with a girl named Brandon with a Y. Don't ask. And we were together. Yeah, her name was Brandon with a Y. B-R-A-N-D-Y.
I've known a Michael before, but never a Brandon. Good Lord.
I'd never known a Brandon either. Was it what? That's fantastic. We met at the Trap and Skeet Range in La Vista, Nebraska, 2 days after I arrived in there with $13 in my pocket.
That's where you met Brandon.
Well, that's where I met Brandon.
Was Brandon formally...
No, Brandon. Okay. Brandon was no. Brandon
born
was
that way.
100% chickadee. So
you didn't have to put your hat backwards. Have a good time.
No.
Okay, tell us
Where's
about
that
Brandon.
Damn siren, Matt, when you need it. So, Brandon and I dated for Dated for a little over a year, like 14 months, and for the last.
Oh.
And I was late.
There it is.
And for the last 5 months, we lived together. We never fought. And if you're with me and you don't fight with me, you're either brain dead or something's going on. We never got – the biggest disagreement we would have would be like, where do you want to go to dinner? I want to go here. I want to go there. Okay, well, let's do yours this time. Okay, great. Never fought.
Wow.
Until we fought for the first time. And the first time we fought was the last time we fought because we broke up 2 days later.
Wow. What was the fight over?
if you don't want to talk about it,
you should have never brought it up.
That's a natural question, right? I didn't plan on that, actually. That's pretty bad. That is the one and only time where I have been the sole cause of a breakup because Brandon was out of town for a weekend.
Well, that's a good start.
No. What did you do?
And I forgot that we had a roommate who another couple that lived with us, and he was working out of town, and I thought she was with him, and apparently she wasn't. She went to visit him and came home like in the middle of the night, and I had company.
Nice.
Good work, Dave.
And I got sold down the river, and that was an uncomfortable conversation. I felt really bad. Yeah, a little bit.
That
my one experience with a drink called Yukon Jack, ladies and gentlemen.
I would never guess that with you.
It's
ever.
It is the one time I've been a part of that, and that was I felt bad.
I feel bad.
How old were you? You're like 19.
I was 19, 20. Yeah, it was 19, 20 years
old. Okay, well, everyone gets a pass for being a dumbass at that age, right?
I was. I mean, in a weird way, good, because I'd probably be freaking Omaha Dave with
Brandon and Dave.
Yeah,
Brandon and Dave.
I mean, that was our.
Could you imagine that coming on a wedding invitation? You don't know what to get them.
Be
Dave and Brandon, by the way.
Did you notice what happened there, though? Like, he wasn't expecting you to ask him what the fight was about. He wasn't expecting to get hung out to dry like that. And so the way you framed that entire story, like it was an actual fight over something where there was more than one side to the story.
Right.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. There was no back and forth. I was caught red-handed or pink-handed or however you want to call it. and I didn't, I didn't have much to say in that situation. I was like, "No, sorry."
Walked in while the body was still warm.
I was drunk. Mm.
Did you use any form of
nope?
It meant nothing.
Well, I thought she was going protection.
I
sorry.
Was drunk. Oh
I
my
thought you
God.
Were
drunk.
Okay,
and
hey,
I was like,
thank
I thought you. Okay,
oh
but
my...
hold on.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not sure what was worse is like her potentially going there or you're just being like, no.
No chance.
Get out of here.
I was not going there.
Okay,
I was
sorry.
Not going. I was more going towards, everyone has an excuse
by
when
way,
it happens.
I meant an alarm on the house, by the way. If people were wondering what I meant by protection. That's what I was talking about, like a security system.
Yeah.
Did I use what?
Because everyone always has an excuse when they get caught. Like, oh, it meant nothing. I was drunk.
It did mean nothing. I was drunk. It also was the ex-girlfriend of a friend of mine who'd moved back to California two weeks before. It was just all kinds of bad. Who came over because she was sad and wanted to talk about. His name was Mike Washburn. She wanted to talk about Mike because we still talked. But I was like, hey, area codes.
I wanted to talk about Mike.
Yukon Jack.
Yeah.
Why Mike when I'm sitting right here?
Mm-hmm.
I can fix this with you. A little tickle and poke. What do they call it?
I'll always be here for you to rest your ankles upon my shoulders.
Yeah, come on. Guys. Jeez. Use innuendo.
That is innuendo.
Kind of. No. Speaking of innuendo. Sorry, that was just for me, by the way.
Innuendo? Did you get that? Yeah,
that's,
nice.
That's what got me in trouble in the first place. Best investment I ever made in cab fare in my life, though, I'll tell you that much. Both ways, too. See, I'm a full-service type of guy.
Oh, boy.
From the 916, hey, Martha, Dave, Nick, and Katie are talking about me again. Damn it, Robert, I don't care. My name is Marcia. That's they're referring to the guy who was married to the girl for 29 years who called in and complained about the show. Matt George, turn on your mic. Your thoughts on this last segment.
I don't want to.
Our
Father who art in heaven.
Freaking Matt's going to go to church afterwards, Matt, just to pray for our freaking souls.
Have you ever been a bad boyfriend before? I'll bet you have never been a bad boyfriend,
What's
have
the
you?
Worst thing you've done, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Forgot to put toilet seat down.
I've done that like
and
twice.
And replace the toilet paper.
Yeah, right. I didn't make the bed once.
It's about as bad as it gets.
Really? Nothing?
I'll have to think about it. Give me the commercial break.
He hesitated once when she said, does this dress make me look fat?
Right.
That was it. He's just like, no.
What?
I used the bar soap without my loofah. I just put it right on my body and left the hair.
Loofah's a game changer.
I felt so bad.
Oh, I bet he left like the little shaving clippings on the
yes.
sink.
Yes. All right. Morning Brew is next. You know what the good news is, ladies and gentlemen? There's nowhere to go but up with this show today. Matt Barrows at 7:30. Jerry Reynolds at 8 o'clock. Sean Madison at 8:30. Going to talk about Tomboy with the line through it coming out very, very soon. Starring the one, the only Katie Christensen. We'll break. We'll come back. And by the way, that's how we're going to bill it. It's starring Katie.
Yeah,
Billie Jean King's in it, but screw her.
It's embarrassing when we do the promos and they mention all the names and then they go, and our very own Katie Christensen. I'm like, you're not selling anything.
That's like at the end of a TV show when they put the biggest star at the end. Like, and Martin Sheen as President Bartlett.
Yeah, right.
Morning Brew is next. Kings came close, but no cigar. Did they really? The Niners are doing their thing. Shut up. And there's more Ty Lawson details that came out since we last talked about it. Hey, we'll talk about that next. Back in 4 minutes on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.
I watched Game of Thrones without her once.
How dare you?
Matt, you bastard.
Rude.
Well, that was good. Just end the game right there, would you? 59-31, Kings up 28.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Unfortunately, the San Antonio Spurs in 2.5 quarters without Kawhi Leonard, mm-hmm. without LaMarcus Aldridge, complete a 38-point turnaround. They beat the Kings 114-104. I saw a little back and forth going on, and I make it a point to try almost completely to not second-guess Dave Yeager because I am an admirer of him, and I do think he knows what the hell he's doing. At the end of the game, with about 6 minutes left, he put Scalabissiere on the bench with 15 points in 15 minutes, and he brought in his vets to finish off the ball game. I don't think him leaving the Youngs in there, and I'm talking about Cauley-Stein, Heald, and Labissiere would have won them the ball game. But I don't think it would have done anything worse than losing them the game by 10. And at this point, I want to see the young guys in there. So, Katie, I know there's a debate here, and it's a valid one. But I would rather have seen the youth lose by 10 than the vets. I have no interest in what the vets do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. And I can say when Scal came out of the game, and maybe it's just about managing when he plays, because when he came out of the game, he was completely winded. And then he didn't put him back in because there was, what, like 6 minutes left?
Yeah, he took him out with about 6-7 left. It was right in there.
So I understand what people are saying, and the tanking word keeps coming into play. And it's like, man, Dave Yeager's not trying to tank. The players aren't trying to tank. They're not playing to lose right now. And so Dave Yeager made a decision to put his vets back in because he was trying to win the game.
Sure.
So it is what it is, and people can question it all they want, and they want me to ask the question in the press conferences, and it's like, I know what the response is going to be. It's going to be short and snippy because he, like every other player coach in this league, is not going to ask questions about the decisions he makes on who to play. That's his, you know, it's your sword. You die on it, basically. And so Scal, I will talk about how positive what we're seeing from Scal is. Like, I can talk about that because it is. It's great. He's playing really well. But do I think that he needs to be playing 25, 30 minutes a game? I get it as a rookie, you know? Like, you kind of got to let guys earn their time. I don't know.
I mean, I guess I'm fine with that. They, you know, having a 28-point lead in the first half doesn't magically make them a better team than the Spurs. And so well, I don't, you know,
It's the Spurs. Right, I don't care who's playing.
Exactly. And
they're going to come back.
Exactly. So they lost. It doesn't matter what the lead was, how big it got. They lost to a better team. It happens. And, you'd like to see those guys out there, but... And I like to think at this point that Dave Yeager's got a plan, and I'm not quite ready to start, you know, picking at it yet because they're not good enough to be that critical.
not for nothing, by the way, but Greg Popovich, who, by the way, apparently joined a fight club. Apparently he's in a fight club.
That's not nice.
Do we know what happened?
No, what's going on?
He's had a history of... skin damage due to sun damage.
Then, of course, if that's the case, then I'm an ass. But it looked he wouldn't answer questions about it, and it looked like he had a broken nose.
Because it's medical stuff. It's not a broken nose.
But he also looked like he had, like, a black eye, which is why I thought it was a broken nose.
He had, like, a scratch on his eye. No, it was, like, and I don't know that it was a scratch, but there was, like, a little red spot across the bottom of his eye. But he has had a history of... skin issues related to sun damage. You call it what you want. I don't know his medical history. And that's why he's not answering the questions, because it's medical related. He also had his right ear completely bandaged up.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yes. Did he really?
Yes.
Well, you know, the thing with Pop is he doesn't have to answer nothing if he doesn't want to. And obviously, if you don't love Pop, you don't love NBA basketball. So he last night, speaking of Pop, 1,574 games coached with the Spurs. He is 1,089-45, 69.2% winning percentage. That's just in the regular season. Counting playoffs, last night was the biggest comeback in Greg Popovich's history. He has never come back to win from that
much. Did you see when he called the timeout in the first quarter and didn't even get off the bench to talk to his players?
Yeah, he is also the – and he's thrown in – we got to move on. We'll talk about this at 6:30, number two.
So the 49ers are kind of active right now, as you would expect. They sign Brian Hoyer, Pierre Garçon, Marquise Goodwin, and a Pro Bowl fullback who we're debating what the hell his name is.
Kyle Juszczyk.
Juszczyk. The Juice is his nickname.
Juice.
So can we just say that?
I'd rather not call him the Juice.
Like I know, because the connotation with the one that's spending time in prison right now.
That's right, Katie.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want any documentaries on the Niners fullback winning Oscars in 20 years.
So overall, I mean, obviously they have
Bruce Miller.
They have about $1 million in cap space that they have to spend. But is there any part of this that you see that Brian Hoyer is actually who is going to end up starting for them?
Well,
that's the real question.
It's possible. But, yeah, I mean, you saw, Brian Hoyer wants to start, so the 49ers are probably out of the Kirk Cousins game. I wasn't really buying that to begin with.
No.
And the longer this goes on, the more it looks like they're still very much in the Kirk Cousins game.
And if
game.
They miss out on that, at least they have someone that has some starting experience.
No, they do. I mean, honestly, if they don't end up with Kirk Cousins, this is not a bad bridge quarterback.
I've always liked, and I prefer to call him Brian Hoyer. Right. When he's healthy, he reminds me a lot of... did you see the movie Draft Day with...
No, I didn't.
Okay, then you won't get the reference. But the guy who played Superman on Smallville was the backup, and he's very much like that. He's got the locker room. He's a good locker room guy. And when he's healthy, he's very, very talented. He's not a world beater, but he's talented. I'll tell you this much. They also signed, and we'll get into more of this, or they're going to sign Pierre Garçon. This screams to me of you're going to be Kirk Cousins' backup. They're either going to draft a quarterback with that too, probably, or they're going to trade for Kirk Cousins. And Charlie Casserly, former GM of the Houston Texans, in his mock draft yesterday, has the Redskins picking number two. He has that trade going through. So that whole thing ain't dead by a long shot. But Brian Hoyer, the newest 49er.
Hey, that's G-Man on the call. New details emerging in the case of Ty Lawson, who is reportedly, I believe, it's kind of tough to track down who had it first. It looks like it may be the Denver Post, but, Sacktown Royalty has been all over it, too. Ty Lawson reportedly testing positive for alcohol 3 times since September, which is a violation of his probation, and thus a bench warrant has been issued for him in Denver.
One of the things, there's a lot of troubling stuff about this. One of the things that's troubling is that media day was on September 28th, and he gave an interview, they quote, saying, hey, I've had some issues, but I'm just hoping to move past that. I'm fine now. And then according to this, the very next day, he tested positive for booze, which you would think.
I don't know what it's like to test. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the what the like cutoff is. Like, is it like zero consumption?
I don't know.
Or is it like blood alcohol?
When you have that
level,
many DUIs, it probably
zero.
Is zero.
You have four DUIs, you probably can't do any of that. So there's that. Also, that's right in the time period too. Let's remember.
Because it was his 27th and the 29th. So
yes.
Media day was
right in the middle.
Right.
Also remember though, that's right in the time frame too when he missed that trip to Lexington. You'll remember when they played in Kentucky and Lawson missed the trip and it was a family matter. And I'm not saying none of that's true, but this is going to bring up a very interesting conversation. We talked yesterday about not convicting Ty before stuff comes out, but let's just go ahead and say these court records are proper and correct. And this really happened.
Then
now the question and the internal debate happens with Kings fans is, remember the whole character matters. That was the statement made when the trade happened. Now, what do you do with Ty Lawson? Do you help him and do you stand by him as they did earlier this year? Or do you have a no tolerance policy? So we'll get into that later as well at 6:30 and 7 a.m. Coming up next, though, Kings Spurs play the Youngs. What the hell do you do? We'll take a break, come back with that, and then the Niners after that right here on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. 114-104 was the final. Kings up 28, lose 114-104. It was kind of a weird result. Like, on one hand, I feel like I should be more upset than I am. And I'm not even talking about the tanking and draft pick.
Wait, how do you feel about this loss?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine.
See, because I thought you were really upset about it. Nah, so then that doesn't go with your...
Nah, I'm not upset with it at all. Listen, I would have been... I'm not celebrating either. I will never root for a Kings loss. I can't do it. But I will accept their losses. Get out of here.
Such good timing.
I would have been just fine with a win last night in San Antonio. I think that would have been a huge thing psychologically for the youth. But as it stands right now, guys, the Sacramento Kings are sitting in sixth place. They are a half game ahead of the New York Knicks. And
sixth place to the bottom.
Yes. They're the sixth worst team in the NBA. Excuse me, seventh. I apologize. They're only a half game behind the New Orleans Pelicans.
I was going to say, problem is, they lost again.
They lost again, too. So here you go. The Kings are a half game ahead of the Knicks, a half game behind the Pelicans, a game and a half behind the Magic, a game and a half, and this is a worrisome one, behind the Sixers. The Suns, Lakers, and Nets are the bottom.
Well, they're not going to win anymore.
Although, I'll tell you, the Suns lost, but gee, the Suns are starting to look a little bit, they're starting to turn a little bit of a corner, I think. I think that the big worry right there, right, as it stands right now, if the season ended today and everything went to spec, the Kings would pick seventh and sixth. They would take the Pelicans' pick, and the Sixers would pick fourth. Now, obviously, the best-case scenario, the best possible case for the Sacramento Kings is that they will have the number two and number four picks in the draft. Good luck with that. But outside of that, this is about as good as it gets if it stays there.
Okay, say it again, who they're vying for. I know we don't play Philly again. Philly was on that list.
Who's ahead of them? You've got the Magic that the Kings
are... Okay, so we play the Magic on Monday.
Okay.
We play the Suns on Wednesday.
That's a home game.
Yeah. And on the road at the Suns. We play... New Orleans was on that list.
Yeah, New Orleans is on the 31st.
Yep. And who else was on that list? The Lakers? The Lakers we play on the 7th of April.
Yeah, I feel like the Suns, Lakers, and Nets, though. I mean, the Lakers, they're six behind the Lakers.
And we already did our job losing to the Nets.
Yeah, they're four behind the Suns. I don't know if that's in play, and I don't want it. You don't want to finish ahead of the Sixers, necessarily. I'd be just fine with the Kings being the fifth worst team in the NBA, which they are currently a game and a half away from being. That's just fine. That's probably right where you want to be, assuming the Sixers are above you.
And you've got to assume that the Sixers aren't really going to win any more games either.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Joel Embiid is done.
Yeah, I would think so. So there you go. I mean, and let's go back to the Scal thing real quick. If it's a pure conditioning thing, I understand. I understand a little bit more.
I kind of think that's what it is.
If it's a pure conditioning thing, I just have a hard time. I have a hard time believing Scal Labissiere is winded after 15 minutes.
Well, it's when he's playing him. He's playing him in chunks of like 6 minutes or 7 minutes at a time, right? So that's what I was saying earlier about maybe it's about when you play him. If you were to say start him, which he did once, I believe.
Yeah.
Then that allows you to get more minutes in just because of your substitution patterns, right?
And I'm fine with him not starting him. I'm fine with putting him in against second teams and letting him do his thing. But I think it's past the point where Scal is like the shiny set of keys that we're having fun with. You know, Malachi Richardson to me is still in that mode of like, well,
he's set to return beginning of April.
Yes. So I still have a lot to think about with Malachi Richardson. I'm not saying Scal, Labissi, or hashtag, you know, all-star game, but
He's good, guys.
He is.
He's going to be good.
He's also not... He's not used to minutes at any level. I mean, we talk about what he was doing last year. He averaged 16 minutes a game last year in college, like in 1 year of college.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they've got
two games a week.
Yeah. And like maybe they've got the kid gloves on him a little bit too much. But I mean, to just take this kid that, what is he, 20, 19?
I don't know, toss him
out there and be like, hey, dude, here are guys that are still going to physically dominate him more often than not.
Sure.
A lot of his matchups. Go get 35 minutes a night against him. I think, two, three, four times a week.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Well, if he gets a stress fracture or something like that, aren't you going to feel like an a-hole?
Sure.
Here's the question.
But 25 minutes a game?
Here's the question.
Probably not too much.
Yeah.
When your kid starts driving, right? They turn 16, they get their driver's license. Do you just let them hand them the keys and say, go at it? Like, is that the theory behind this, you think? Like,
I'll tell you this much. If we want to follow your theory, I will do with my kids what my dad did with me. My children will learn to drive with a stick shift.
Yeah.
Then once they know how to drive a stick shift, then they can drive an automatic. So
for find one.
For following that theory, I know I would actually have to buy a car with a stick shift. That's the problem. Or at least rent one. That's probably what. Oh, Matt George has a stick. Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Yeah, but you're still a little baby. You, of course you should have a stick shift. Everybody started with a stick shift.
Can you believe how hard it is to get a car with a stick in it now?
It's really disappointing.
Yeah, you get like a sports car, and even a lot of those don't have. And even the ones that are quote-unquote stick shifts are like a button on your your steering wheel.
Not as expensive, though.
No, not as expensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're more affordable.
And as my dad would always tell me, and you can jump start it. That was his big deal.
That's the great thing. Like, I drove a Volkswagen Bug, and it wouldn't start, and you just roll it down
the hill. That's what I did.
You just roll it down the hill.
My parents had a driveway that went uphill, and my starter didn't work for a long time, so I did the thing where I would start my car rolling down the hill, and then wherever I went, it had to be on a hill for me.
Yep. My first college roommate, I came home one time. We had a hill on a driveway, too. I came home. He didn't make it into basketball practice or anything. I was like, dude, what's going on? He's like, man, my truck won't start. I'm like,
what's like
a
moron?
I'm like, it's a manual, man. Yeah. Did you try to roll start? He's like, I don't know, man. It's pretty dead.
As opposed to if it wasn't. That's fantastic. My goodness. I don't know if you say happy 20th anniversary. I don't think that's the right term. It is the 20th anniversary, just in case you're wondering. 20 years ago today, the notorious B.I.G. passed away. 20
what?
Years ago today.
Pour one out.
Dear goodness. I feel very, very old. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll tell you what former GM's mock draft has the Redskins picking number two in the draft, not
like
the 49ers.
A croc draft.
and why. And we'll update you on these Niner signings as well and what they could mean. Hot takes a coming right back in 2 minutes on the drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. I got such a love-hate relationship with Drake.
That's who this is?
Yeah. So does Jennifer Lopez.
Dear Lord.
No, she's got A-Rod.
She has a hate relationship, or at least not a love.
They love each other enough to make music together and spend some time together, but it's nothing more than that.
She's making music with Alex Rodriguez now.
Between the sheets.
So is that going to be J-Rod or A-Lo? What do we do?
Both of them are good.
It really was Brad and Angelina that made up the whole, like...
Brangelina?
I don't know. Was it Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck first?
Bennifer. Yeah.
That was what started it.
And what ended it was Gigli.
Yeah, that's true. They went with Bennifer. Why wouldn't they go with Jen Fleck? Which I actually think is Jen more fun Fleck. To say.
That's what you do before you go into the pew in a Catholic church.
Jen
Fleck.
That is so deep. And
I know.
Like that's four like a... people will get it. And I was one of them. So good for you. I think J-Rod's where you go. Because it's like A-Rod.
It's Jay's rod now.
Hey, see? Look at her getting dirty coming back from Old San Antonio.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, listen to this, guys. That was kind of a Jordan Howard highlight, but we're talking about Brian Hoyer here. Brian Hoyer is your newest San Francisco 49er, along with Kyle Juszczyk, who is a Pro Bowl fullback.
Juszczyk.
Juszczyk, as a matter of fact. Pierre Garçon looks like he will be a 49er here probably by the end of the day. And Marquise Goodwin, also a 49er. So they are the busiest team in the NFL so far.
Juszczyk sounds like the name of the game when you go to a restaurant and y'all put...
Juszczyk?
Yeah.
That's when you put the cards in the middle. That's what you call it.
The one card that pulls out, it's like, it's Juszczyk.
Juszczyk! Not my check, not Frank Wycheck, but Juszczyk.
Oh, my goodness.
Wycheck.
Wycheck.
That's a good one.
So there you go with the Niners, and we were talking earlier. This does not say Brian Hoyer is going to start the season for the Niners. No. This says to me that if he does start the season, it's because they're grooming Mitch Trubisky, or as they're changing
Mitchell.
Now, Mitchell Trubisky,
Mitchell.
Or Deshaun Watson.
Isn't Mitchell one of the dudes on Modern Family?
Yes.
He is, right?
Yeah, here's the problem. Famous athletes named Mitchell.
Mitchell. Scott Mitchell.
Scott Mitchell.
That's the last name.
Kevin Mitchell. Mitchell Williams.
That's Mitch.
Right.
It's Mitch, baby.
I mean, what? There's my...
Former Giants farmhand and Lassen High graduate Mitch Lively, also Sac State guy.
My sister's friend went to...
Nice pull.
I had a friend that went to Billy Mitchell. Junior high. I mean, Mitch, there's more Mitches. Mitchell Wiggins.
Sounds like a name I should know.
Damn it.
But,
yeah, there's not, you know. Look.
Yeah, Mitchells don't like come to mind.
Listen, you guys, come on. Is Mitchell Richmond going to be known as The Rock? Hell no. Only Mitch Richmond can be The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's got to be his full name, though, right?
I would think.
Hey, listen.
What is Chris Webber's real name?
Macy Edward Christopher Webber III.
That's a good name.
It is.
Holy cow.
It's a fantastic name. And it's not even like...
Macy Edward Christopher Webber
III. That is such a good name.
He chose the third one.
Why didn't he go by Mace Webber?
I don't know. Macy.
Dude.
I don't know why.
Mine is Katie Lauren Mary Christensen. I'm not Mary Christensen.
Wait a minute. I never knew this.
You got four names?
I didn't know there was a Mary in there.
Mary is so Nate probably understands this. When you get confirmed into the Catholic Church, you choose a name.
Okay.
You choose the name of a saint.
Super original. Let's go with Mary.
Well, my grandmother's
name. Ignatius or something like that.
My grandmother's name is Mary, so there was a reason behind that.
Former A's pitcher.
Don't you feel like an ass now?
Mitchell Page. Pete Maverick Mitchell. A lot of people are pissed we didn't get Mitch Richmond, and you have every right to.
Well, that's because he's not Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't expect you to bring up Mitch Williams, even.
Mitchell James Richmond was born June 30th, 1965. Obviously, we're all jacked up over these signings because we're doing anything we can to not talk about them. You know, they're signings. It's happening. They're starting to build their team, the Niners are.
There's talent, more talent than there was last year already, just in like two of those four guys, maybe all of those guys. I'm kind of torn because like you'd never want to be the team that wins the offseason Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like that usually doesn't bode well. But I remember back to when the last time that the 49ers were successful kind of prior to Harbaugh as they built that group that he ended up taking to the title games. There was one offseason where they splurged big. They went out and they got Dante Whitner. They got Nate Clements. I know that they got Nate Clements and Justin Smith in the same offseason. Spent big money, committed it to defense. And that was kind of when they started to change because they had been garbage under Dennis Erickson for a while.
You're talking about Charlie Casserly?
No, I'm talking about with the 49ers.
I got you.
Like when they first started, you do have to infuse some talent through free agency. The trick is Pierre Garçon's 31 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brian Hoyer is the replacement level quarterback.
So that's the thing with all the
big time money on a fullback.
Yeah.
I just think that their roster is already better. Like you said, these aren't pieces that are for the like. Future. It's for the immediate future, the now. At least it should make them more than a 2-win team, don't you think?
Yes.
Like, even with just these signings, they have some talent.
Here's the thing. They got Brian Hoyer. They're going to get Pierre Garçon, Mitchell Goodwin,
now we're just inventing Mitchells.
But to me, it's not even close. The signing that's going to get the least attention yesterday is the signing that, in my opinion, should get the most attention. We talk about body blows in the NFL, and we've talked about how the offensive line is the body blow of the NFL, like in boxing. Mm-hmm. It's not flashy. No, nobody gets, everybody wants a headshot, but body blows pay off in the long run. For me, Kyle Juszczyk is the signing from yesterday. Right. He's 25. He's a Pro Bowl fullback. And to me, a fullback is basically another offensive lineman. He's a guy that's going to block. He's going to open up holes. He's going to be a check down receiver. That is a, you know, Brian Hoyer is the, and Pierre Garçon's what everyone's going to look at. But Nate, for the reasons you just pointed out, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that fullback signing is a huge signing to me for the Niners. That's of all the things they've done so far in the offseason.
How big is he?
How big is Kyle Juszczyk? He's 6 foot,
to spell his name.
6'1", 240. Yeah. 25 years old.
Meaty.
And by the way, you want to talk about a football IQ? He went to this little college named Harvard.
Are we going to have to hear about that as often as we do with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
But no, you're right. Like, the fullback and the tight end, it's the most versatile position in an offense. Not only because you can ask them to do so many things, but you can move them to so many places. You're asking them to basically play receiver, offensive line, and running back. Mm-hmm. And to have a guy that's a stud at those things, it's indispensable.
We'll take a break, come back, we'll switch back. Kings Spurs. Ty Lawson update for you if you hadn't heard, and we'll get into a little more of a discussion there about the future of Ty Lawson as well. Jerry Reynolds at 7:35, Matt Barrows at 8:05, and the director of the upcoming movie Tomboy, starring Katie Christensen and a couple of other people. Sean Madison's going to join us at 8:30. A lot of stuff. King Spurs next, 4 minutes from now. Sports 1140 KHDK.